The Yupik Immersion School in Bethel held a graduation ceremony for sixth graders last week. The students will now move to classes where English will be their primary language. The ceremony also marked the last day of class for an important leader that will be leaving the school. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
The Bethel Armory is filled with about 150 people watching the conclusion of their students' Yupik Immersion education. Hanging Gus Bucks served as decorations, along with helium-filled balloons. The event was filled with praise for the students and a little fun. Your parents yuk with their immersion graduates.
Have you ever thought about who you are? I thought of this question, and here's my answer.
Student Kimberly Tippo.
I'm a true Alaskan. I call myself that because I'm bilingual and bicultural.
Ayapunlet Navit is a charter school operating in Bethel. It delivers course content primarily in Yupik. The school opened in 1995 and was named after the teacher that in the early 80s decided that instruction in Yupik Eskimo was just as good as English. Her name is Ayapun Lottie Jones.
There were a lot of skeptics. You know, people are always, you know, been taught in English, and I think their thought is, if my child isn't taught in English, then they won't be educated, where the reverse is also true.
Jones has been watching the school grow, now to 162 students this year, and she says Principal Agatha John Shields has kept the school grounded in Yupik values.
You know, she comes from a strong Yupik language and culture-enriched family. You know, her parents. So she knows a lot about our culture, and, you know, she's really good in, you know, I think, doing paperwork, whatever, organization. So I think she knew the ropes.
Shields will be leaving the school to move to Anchorage for family medical reasons.
It was a very difficult decision.
Fusing the Yupik program with standards-based testing has been a major emphasis for the school and for John Shields.
We teach to the standards in Yupik that are also the same expectations in an English program.
Standardized testing for Alaska students begins in third grade. Those tests are in English, so at that age, instruction is delivered in both languages. The results seem to indicate that the Yupik language students can perform at similar levels to their English counterparts. Math and language scores are above the school district average and above other predominantly Alaska Native schools statewide. But even without the tests, immersion parents are confident that there are long-term benefits to bilingual education. The last two valedictorians in Bethel were originally immersion students. Myra Nanning of Bethel spoke about that at the promotion.
We can be proud to know that our students that come out of Yupik Immersion, the next valedictorian about 5 years from now will be one of the students from here.
Nanning and many others praised John Shields for her work. As she was gifted by her final immersion class, she teared up. She says she's heard from several parents concerned about her absence at the school, but she says it will work out.
Even though somebody goes, we still have to believe. Go with our belief, go with our goal in order to maintain.
The Ayapun Advisory Board is trying to expand immersion studies into junior high and preschool. They're also looking for a new principal. I'm Shane Iverson.